Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Results, the national radio show and podcast for listeners like you who want to protect and grow their hard-earned money. In a world filled with so much uncertainty and financial risk, we seek to cut through the noise and build successful plans for hardworking Americans on their road to financial freedom. Retirement Results is powered by Active Wealth Management, a team of fiduciary advisors who always place your needs first. And now, your host. He's a registered Social Security analyst, member of the Forbes Finance Council, and author of multiple books on retirement planning. Here's your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes.
And welcome to Retirement Results, Result Drivers. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I've got Sam Davis, our senior financial advisor and co-host, on here with us. And Sam, say hello to everybody.
Welcome to the weekend, Result Drivers. Welcome back to Retirement Results, brought to you by Active Wealth Management right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And Ford, I think we have to lead off this week's show with some very exciting news that hits close to home.
Yeah, it's some cheer dad news here. So the North Forsyth cheer comp team, North Forsyth Raiders, are a 6A school. My twin daughters are seniors on that North Forsyth Raider competition cheerleading team, and they won the state championships at the GHSA state championships down in Macon, in the Macon Coliseum this past weekend. And they did great. They've won back-to-back state championships. That they're seniors. So they're going out with a bang. Super proud of the entire team. I am a little bit hoarse from yelling and screaming and all that stuff, but just shout out to Grace and Madison and their entire North Forsyth Raider comp team. And that's literally like one going to be the second to last cheer dad update you'll hear from me. My girls are also in a game day cheerleading competition, I think in December, for the state championship there. Although it's, you know, it's first year doing that. So we'll see how that goes. But they work really hard. They get up at 5:30, like four days a week in the morning, 5:30 a.m. and go to practices. And because their coach has got young kids, and so she wants to be able to spend time with her kids in the afternoon, so she does early morning practice. So it's been a lot of discipline, so that's been good. But yeah, it's hard work pays off. Glad that they won. It was awesome.
Oh, Ford, my wife and I were so excited when we heard the news. My wife, Bailey, was involved in cheer when she was growing up in high school, and she even marched in the New Year's Day parade over in London and went on to do Spirit Squad stuff in college as well. So, you know, it's so awesome to hear this update, Ford. I know how proud you are of your girls and all those practices, all those cheer camps and hours spent at competitions over the years. I'm sure back-to-back state titles makes it feel all worth it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And both of them have broken bones and all that stuff. I mean, the cheer's a significant sport. It is not for the faint of heart. And yeah, I know, congrats also to your wife, Bailey, who was baby Jay at the University of Kansas. And it was cool to see a long time ago, her graduation photos where she gets to wear the actual feet for baby Jay. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't think our girls are going to want to cheer in college. I wish they would. I think they'd have the opportunity to. I'm just glad they were able to get into their school of choice at Auburn University early. So they're kind of done with college visits and worrying about all that stuff. So that makes senior year a lot easier. So that's good. But on today's show, we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your retirement. We're going to talk about the real impact of inflation on your retirement. We've also got some really great problem solvers you're going to want to hear. But first, you know, Sam and I are super appreciative. We're super thankful during this Thanksgiving season, this Thanksgiving holiday season, of our listeners. And we're also super appreciative and thankful of our clients. And I wanted to just to give a shout out to all of you listeners, all of you result drivers who are looking to build a more tax efficient, more fee efficient, and more market efficient portfolio. Also the ones that are doing a great job with understanding what their retirement income looks like. Also, how can they protect and grow their hard-earned and hard-saved wealth and have a really good idea of what's going on with Social Security? How can they maximize that? Also, trying to minimize the cost from Medicare. All those things are on the table if you are somebody that listens to this show, Retirement Results. So we're the number one listened to radio show on the weekends on AM 920 The Answer for a reason. And that reason is because all of you listen to us. We've been able to grab a lot of people during their lunch hour on Saturdays and also at 11 a.m. on Sundays. Some of those early risers would go to church early and would get them on the way back from church. When they go to early church, we've got a lot of folks that listen. And listen, many of you haven't called in. You've been like, I've got a great relationship with Ford and Sam. I'm good. I learn a lot from them. And but at the same time, you may have wanted to call, but you just haven't called. We would really encourage you and invite you even to go ahead and pick the phone up and give us a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Or visit retirementresults.com. That's retirementresults.com. We've got a schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner. You can just click that on our website. You can also visit our corporate website at activewealth.com and click the schedule a consultation button there. Another website to go to is retirementresults.com/plan. That allows you to kind of just get started, put your information in, is retirementresults.com/plan. And we're happy to get started and help you out. So here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement, how to plan and prepare for rising costs. We're also going to give you the inflation impact on Thanksgiving and Black Friday and what prices are looking like this year. It's always a fan favorite. We always do that every year. And we've got some great problem solvers this week and next week. So I encourage you to make sure you're listening to the next 2 weeks because our problem solvers are a big deal. But first, Sam, go ahead and share this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
Warren Buffett once said, "The arithmetic makes it plain that inflation is a far more devastating tax than anything that has been enacted by our legislatures. The inflation tax has a fantastic ability to simply consume capital." And this is the headwind that we're looking to help the retirees and the pre-retirees avoid for, because we all know, just take a look back at the last 5 years and how much costs have risen at places we go every week, like the grocery store, the gas station, or even when you go out to eat, how much costs have risen. That we want to make sure that you have that income plan for retirement that's going to be able to keep up with inflation so you can maintain your buying power.
Yeah, you really need to stay invested as an investor, but you don't necessarily have to stay invested in the market for 100% of your money. You could replace some of that bond money that you've got in your accounts. Let's say you're in a moderate account, a moderate portfolio. So that means you got 60% stocks and ETFs and mutual funds and 40% bonds. Let me ask you a question. Why are you paying advisory fees and portfolio fees and taking market risk with the income portion of your portfolio? Because with bonds, you've got interest rate risk. I would encourage you to not invest that way. I would encourage you to replace the bonds with your fixed index annuities out there that are available. Also, I would strongly urge and encourage anybody that's been thinking about investing in a fixed index annuity to do it sooner than later, specifically try to do it between now and the end of the year, because as interest rates are likely going to go down, I'm not saying they're going to fall precipitously, but I do think they're going to go down over time, especially after Donald J. Trump gets placed in the office. He's going to put pressure on the Fed to lower interest rates. He's also going to be more fiscally responsible. And that's going to slow the rate of inflation, because inflation, as Milton Friedman has said, comes from one place. That's Washington, D.C. When they're printing money and they're doing all these social programs and they're not necessarily backing it with gold, or with the gold standard, or they're not necessarily being conservative of your money, they're not balancing the budget. We've got over $36 trillion of U.S. national debt. That's going to change, and it's going to change quickly. Donald J. Trump, because he's got the Senate and the House, is going to be aggressive about curtailing spending with the Department of Government Efficiency, read by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. And those two guys and everybody that's going to work for them, they're going to slash like $2 trillion out of the government's budget every year. And that's going to help pay down debt. It's going to help First Sort of stop, hopefully, $36 trillion in climbing in national debt. It's going to slow down the rate of debt. So that's really helpful. Number two is, I think eventually we're going to start paying debt down. I mean, I was watching Fox News, which I really don't do very much. I normally watch Newsmax, but it was interesting. They were talking about, look, if you can just carve out $2 trillion out of the budget every year, in 18 years, we could actually be balancing the budget and we could actually have zero debt because, if you can pay down debt of $2 trillion a year, look out, that really helps. So you can now lock into a 290% participation rate in the BNP Paribas Global Age Factor Index, or you can get with the Nationwide Peak 10, or you can get 85% of how the QQQ does, the Invesco QQQ Index, how it performs with no downside risk. Those two indexes with those two par rates, those two participation rates, if you will, those are really attractive and can really help grow your money over the next 2 years. You can lock in those rates for 2 years. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. And when we come back, we've got five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement. You're listening to Retirement Results right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Retirement Results. We'll be right back. To learn more and schedule your complimentary retirement consultation, visit retirementresults.com. You're listening to Retirement Results. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, Result Drivers, to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. We've got Sam Davis here with us, our Senior Financial Advisor and Financial Co-host here on the show. Listen, we appreciate you being a Result Driver. We appreciate you seeking ways to improve your retirement plan and to build that successful retirement to better protect and grow your hard-earned and hard-saved wealth. Try to get more tax-efficient, more fee-efficient, and more market-efficient with your portfolio. And tying into that, we're going to talk about what we talked about right at the end of last segment. We're going to share five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement. This comes from U.S. News and Money Magazine. And Sam, you're going to read off each one of these five strategies. We're going to talk about each one. Go ahead and share with us the first strategy to inflation-proof your retirement.
All right. Number one is analyze your budget and spending. You know, Ford, this is something that we talk about pretty regularly. You know, budget is maybe one of those four-letter words that people don't like to hear so much. But once you have your income and your expenses down on paper and you're able to paint that clear picture of what your monthly and your annual expenses are, it really brings so much clarity and makes that planning process easier.
Yeah. And one of the things, Sam, you talk to clients about all the time is you like to direct where your money goes rather than wonder where your money went. Also, we do know that budget is more than a four-letter word. It's six letters. But same time, a budget's a really good idea. It can give you the wonder of, wow, this is where all my money's going and I can feel better about it and not be scared or have a uh-oh moment at the end of the month when you're looking at your checking account or you're looking at your retirement savings account and you're like, oh, wait a second, I don't have the money I thought I had. It's a big deal to try to get to a budget. Also specifically, I think you're going to talk about later, trying to get to that retirement income gap analysis, which is part of budgeting in retirement. I think that's a good idea.
The number two strategy to inflation-proof your retirement is consider downsizing or relocating. You know, Ford, when we're talking to people who give us a call, come in and see us in our office, one of the first questions is, you know, what does your vision for retirement look like? What are you looking to do? Are you staying where you're at here in the Atlanta area? Or are you maybe going to go find that mountain home or that home on the water somewhere?
Yeah, it's so many folks are trying to downsize and then they're using the additional money to fund their retirement as well and try to get invested. What we like to do is take any excess equity money that's coming from real estate, and you do get a $250,000 exemption, lifetime exemption a piece. So if you're a married couple, you get $500,000 of equity that you don't have to pay taxes on, total per lifetime. It'd be really good if you can take that money and put that money into a fixed index annuity and let that generate income. We don't necessarily like to just blindly place the money coming from real estate downsizing into the markets. We will put them into managed portfolios. We use tactical asset allocation to implement our portfolios because we don't just like to hang in there. We don't just do a buy and hold approach. We do have 50% of our primary portfolios are strategically managed, which means we're going to rebalance them once a year, and tactically managed means we're rebalancing them at least once a month. But we like to delete the advisory and portfolio fees by investing in fixed index annuities for clients for their real estate money, because we like keeping it really safe. We like having money in a 100% financial reserve product. If people are used to having money invested into dirt, which foundations and improved properties and things like that, a lot of times they really want to be very conservative with that money. And so we like to be conservative as well and match what our prospects and what our clients want to do. So that's what we do in downsizing. But imagine if you can downsize and get an extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month from that money. It might be pretty attractive to you. So if you got questions about how to do that, I would encourage you to reach out to us at retirementresults.com.
The next strategy forward to help safeguard your retirement from the effects of inflation is to diversify your portfolio and income streams. Ford, we don't want people to be too dependent on one source of income in retirement. Just because you're going to receive Social Security doesn't mean you have a solid retirement plan in place. We really want to see you diversifying with your income streams and also with your other investments, Ford, because we want to make sure that people's hard-earned savings as they enter retirement, when they have more to lose now, saved up than ever before, that they're diversified and we're protecting first and we grow from there.
Yeah, we like to diversify with asset classes, not just between stocks and bonds. What I would encourage people to do this. So if you got, let's just look at the asset classes first. Let's do ETFs and stocks. Let's try to invest there. Then also we can invest in insurance products like fixed indexed annuities or indexed universal life policies. If you're a little bit younger, if you're younger than 60, we can do that. But fixed indexed annuities, you can do it if you're 45 years old and above. So we can do that. We've even got some products where as long as you're 18 years old and older, you can do that. Shout out to a lot of grandparents out there. If you want to start investing money for your 18-year-old grandchildren and older, but you want to put in something safe, Sam is going to talk about the Aspida Synergy Choice Bonus 10 in one of our problem solvers in segment three. And I think you're going to really like hearing that. Imagine if you could give your grandkids 85% of how the Invesco QQQ index performs year over year with no market risk. I think that would be a really good thing. It's also a really good way to teach them how to be conservative. But what I'm trying to do is let's differentiate between asset classes and not just invest just in things that are all traded on the same stock exchanges. And then the next thing is we need to vary our income streams as well. We need to diversify those income streams. Social Security will be coming from the government you've already paid a lot of money into, right? And you're not getting all your money back out, unfortunately, with Social Security. Number two is, what if you could get income from an insurance product? That'd be a really good idea, like a fixed index annuity or an indexed universal life policy. And we can talk to you about either one of those. But if you're over 60, probably want to look at a fixed index annuity to do that. And you can lock in some really high growing participation rates right now. And as interest rates go down, be careful. Those par rates, those participation rates and those indexes may not be as lucrative in later on in 2025. So you may want to act now and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. And the third is you can take a 4% withdrawal from your retirement accounts or your investment accounts. So if you got $1 million, you can take out 40 grand plus your Social Security, plus any pension money or personal pension money you can generate with a fixed index annuity. That's a really great way to diversify your portfolio and diversify the income stream. So I'd encourage you to go to reach out to us at retirementresults.com or call us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Sam, what's number four?
Yeah. So with your portfolio diversified and your income streams protected and diversified as well, the next strategy is make sure you're staying invested. You'll want the remainder of your investments, where possible, to be tied to the market so you can experience some principal growth as inflation likely rises in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you do want to be invested, right? You want to get that growth. Sam, you're going to share a really neat story of a young lady who, his name is Julie. We won't share her last name, but Julie has got, you know, quite a portfolio of just money sitting in the bank. And I think you've got a real opportunity to improve her plan. And the difference between the two plans was remarkable. She's done a great job at earning it, but her money's not working as hard as she is. And you really want to get your money working as hard as you do, and try to get some real growth to it. So you do need some of that market involvement, because with risk comes reward, but you want to be invested in things like ETFs, exchange traded funds, to get the diversification that you need to help protect and grow your hard earned and hard saved wealth.
Yeah. And the last strategy here, Ford, is exploring annuities. You know, a lot of these products that we're talking about, Ford week to week, they're highly rated. A lot of them come with bonuses that give you a big jump start on inflation. And then, you know, products like the Nationwide Peak 10, you've got that 8% simple interest every year you defer withdrawal up to 10 years. You know, some of the features of these products that we're talking about, Ford, go a long way to helping people stay ahead of inflation.
You know, it would have been unheard of 10 years ago or 20 years ago for Money Magazine and U.S. News and World Report to actually talk about inflation-adjusted annuities. They're so beholden to the wirehouses, in my opinion. Good for them. Good for them. And the title of this article, where we got these five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement, the title of it is How Retirees Can Cope with Inflation. Good for them to actually talk about annuities and how they help with inflation, how you stay invested, but still stay safe with your investments. These annuity products provide guaranteed income streams that increase with inflation and ensure that your income keeps pace with rising costs and helps maintain your standard of living. It's a really big deal. So also, when we come back, we've got these important problem solvers to relate all this back. And again, we'll recap these five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement right here on Retirement Results. You're listening to AM 920 The Answer.
Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now by calling toll-free at 888-814-0304.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonuses if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken. And if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
While Washington's spending keeps growing, your retirement doesn't have to shrink. Protect and grow your hard-earned money today by calling us at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777 to connect with a qualified advisor.
Welcome back to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I've got Sam Davis, our senior financial advisor and co-host here. Sam, we are going to talk about problem solvers in this segment. So we've got several to share this week. And Sam, why don't you go ahead and share your first problem solver, Miss Julie. She's sweet, the sweet lady. She is 44 years young, so she's really young, and is a pharmacist and does a great job. And talk to us about how you're helping her.
It's time for this week's problem solver.
Yeah, absolutely. So Julie came to see us because she's done a great job saving, but she definitely could use some help investing. She's currently, like you said, in her mid-40s, working as a pharmacist, very professional. But you know, she was so concerned about the market during the Joe Biden presidency and the inflation. And she actually has about 75% of her portfolio in either cash in the bank, either checking or savings accounts, and bank CDs, a whole lot of money in bank CDs. She wanted to get what she was promised from the bank, and then when it matured after 1 year, you know, renew and go right back in. But when she came in to see us, we were able to talk to her about alternatives to still protect that principal 100%, but get a higher rate of return. You know, we talked to Julie about interest rate risk, how, you know, when you get that money out of that bank CD, there's absolutely no guarantee that that same interest rate you were offered a year ago is going to be available when that CD matures, especially in an environment now with interest rates have been lowered during the last two meetings, one of them by 50 basis points. And so interest rates appear to be pointed down. So we talked to her about options. She wants to make sure that she's got that income portion of her retirement planned for, because where she works as a pharmacist, they don't offer a pension. They do offer a nice company retirement plan and 401k plan, but they don't have a pension. So she will be investing in the Nationwide Peak 10 once she turns 45 years old in early next year, because that is the youngest age to issue for that Nationwide Peak 10. And it's giving a 20% bonus, and it's giving 8% simple interest every year you defer withdrawal. And because she's still in her mid-40s, Ford, she'll be able to defer that for 10 years, enjoy a 20% bonus and a whole lot of growth, and continue to sleep well at night knowing that her money is not at risk in the market. And with that portion protected, she can let the rest of that money be invested in the market and grow. And so for anybody out there who's maybe got a lot of money in cash or bank CDs, and they're kind of dealing with a melting ice cube situation, Ford, with inflation, you know, yes, you're protected. It's very low risk in the bank, but it's also very low reward, and we don't want to see you losing ground.
Yeah, it's such a huge difference over time, you know, over the next 51 years of her plan to 95 years old. The difference between her plan and our plan was so stark and remarkable, she just couldn't believe it. And so what I would encourage people to do is consider investing some of that hard-earned and hard-saved money that's sitting in bank CDs into a fixed index annuity or a multi-year guaranteed annuity, or at least a brokerage CD paying higher. That'd be a really good idea. Also, want to just quickly give a little bit more detail on that Nationwide Peak 10. Nationwide Peak 10 is paying a 290% participation rate, and how the BNP Paribas Global Age Factor Index performs in their two-year protection period. So every 2 years, you get that interest credited back to you. The 8% guaranteed simple interest actually goes into the income account, which is what the account that she'll use to take money out from when she retires. So that's a really good idea to consider doing that. But the 290% growth on the BNP Paribas Global Age Factor Index will likely go beyond the 16% every 2 years that she would have gotten on the simple interest. So that's a really great factor, and that goes into the account value. So the actual growth of the money. So that's a way for her to stay invested, but still be with 100% financial reserve product, and to be safe. And it really fits her, because it fits her mindset of being conservative, being concerned about her money. She works too hard for her money. She also works really hard to not live beyond her means, which I think is fantastic. And just shout out to Julie for making those changes and investing with you on the Nationwide Peak 10, when she turns 45. Next, we've got Amy in Powder Springs. Amy is still working. She's 76 years young. She's still working. She really enjoys working. She works for a major manufacturer here in the state of Georgia. She works remote. She's been working remote since COVID. But because she works and she doesn't have tons of expenses as a single lady, she's divorced. She got $400,000 in her checking account. And she called me and said, hey, Ford, I need to do something with this money. She's going to place $250,000 into a brokered CD that we offer that's paying 4.55%. And if you want to see how you can get access to a brokered CD paying between 4.25 and 4.55%, so you do want to go ahead and get in now and see if you want to try to get that higher rate. Also, we've got some multi-year guaranteed annuities that are fantastic. A couple of them are offered by Aspida. There's a two-year multi-year guaranteed annuity. You need to leave your money in for 2 years. It's paying 5.10%. It's A-minus rated as a carrier, so that's highly rated according to the crediting agencies of AM Best and Standard & Poor's. And they have a three-year paying 5.15%. We think that 2 year is really attractive at 5.1%, so you ought to pick up the phone and give us a call. That's a really good idea to do that. And, you know, Amy's doing a great job. She's still working. She's putting money away for her son and her granddaughter and her daughter-in-law. She keeps her costs down. She's also taking some of the additional money that's sitting in her checking account. She's using that to update her house. She's got some wood that's rotting on the deck, and she's going to get a new roof and a few other things. But she doesn't need to downsize. She's got a, you know, she's got a nice house. She's good. She got a master on the main. And so she's happy with where she is. She likes her neighborhood over there in Powder Springs. And I just want to give a shout out to Amy. She's fantastic. And one interesting thing that she's done is she created a revocable trust, a living trust. And she's putting all that money into a trust so that when she goes to heaven and passes away, all that money will flow to her son and her granddaughter without having to go through probate. And so it's a good idea if you want to set up a trust. You can call us at 770-685-1777. We work with a service called Estate Guru, and we keep the cost way down to be able to do these living trusts, whether it's revocable or irrevocable trusts and or wills. The costs are really low cost. We do work with licensed attorneys, estate attorneys that know what they're doing. And it's just a way to keep the cost down. We're seeing the cost of estate attorney services go up and up and up. And so we went ahead and partnered with Estate Guru to try to get the cost down for our clients and our listeners here. So if you've got questions and how you can get a lower cost will or lower cost irrevocable trust or revocable trust, more than likely a revocable trust or a will, just go ahead and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. Click that schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner. We're happy to help you. You can also go to retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/plan. We'll get started on your estate plan. But also, I don't want to lose this on this problem solver. Just want to give a shout out to Amy. She's doing a great job and making sure that her money is continuing to grow and work as hard as she has. So that's good. When we come back, we're going to talk about how inflation is impacting Thanksgiving and Black Friday this year. It's always a favorite segment each year. People love hearing what's going on, at least get informed. And sometimes it's kind of ghastly of how much things have actually gone up. Hopefully with Donald J. Trump in the office, we're going to see in the president's in the White House, in the president's office, we're going to see him bring inflation down moving forward. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how inflation is impacting Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Thanks for listening to Retirement Results. Schedule your complimentary financial consultation now at retirementresults.com.
When it comes to retirement planning, focus more on income than building a big nest egg. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. It may sound counterintuitive, but that big nest egg number you probably have in your head means a lot less than the income you'll have each month in retirement.
The math has all changed here, but the bottom line is, Time is your superpower. Save as much as you can.
NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans recently said on the Today Show that you should not just rely on Social Security in your retirement years.
Social Security alone is not likely to support you in the manner to which you are accustomed, right? You want to wait as long as possible to get that. Maybe 70. If you wait till you're 70 to collect Social Security, you'll get the biggest check.
And she says contribute to your retirement accounts early and often.
So this is from Fidelity. They say at age 30, you should have one time your salary in a retirement account when you're 30. So think about what your salary is at age 30, and that's how much you should have in your retirement account. By 50, it should be 6. This is where I start to freak out, because I know a lot of people can't and don't do this. By age 67, it should be 10 times.
A personal pension using a fixed indexed annuity is also a great option for many pre-retirees and retirees to consider. It offers protection from market volatility and a guaranteed stream of income that will last the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Having a big nest egg may sound nice, but focusing more on income will set you up for success in your golden years. So, do you know where your paychecks and playchecks will come from each month when you leave the workforce? That's a key question to consider as you plan for what's ahead. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Miss part of today's show? Retirement Results is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at retirementresults.com.
Sam, you were talking about setting the Thanksgiving table and how much it will cost in 2024. Go ahead and share what is usually one of the more popular segments each year that we do.
Yeah, we like to do this every year as we kind of kick off the holiday season and take a look at what prices for the items that are on our Thanksgiving table this year and at all of our holiday parties this year are costing more? What might be costing less? Forward for the last few years, it has been prices pointed in one direction, and that is up. Happy to report this year that the increases that we are seeing are not as large, and we're seeing, if anything, prices holding steady. It doesn't mean that inflation is going away. It just means that it's increasing at a lower rate. So in short, prices are still going up, just not as fast. But let's take a look at some of the items. You know, maybe the most popular item on anybody's Thanksgiving table is that turkey. Turkey prices are actually down a nice amount this year. That can have a lot to do with just agriculture in addition to inflation, you know, better years for raising turkey. So $10.40 is what you're going to pay for a 10-pound frozen turkey this year. That's down from $12.80 in 2023. So that's a nice decrease. One of the biggest increases we're seeing is actually unsalted butter. And you're seeing that go into a lot of different items. So it's not just the butter on the table that goes with the rolls. It's the butter that, you know, your grandma's using in the stuffing or the dressing, as they call it down here in the South Ford. And it's going into those pumpkin pies and all those great desserts. Unsalted butter is going to cost you $9.99. That's up 10% from $9.04 in 2023. So butter's going in everything. So that's going to cost prices to rise. Can of sweet corn is up as well, $1.54 versus $1.43. I know a lot of people like to have that sweet corn as one of their favorite vegetables. And then maybe another one here that's popular, or maybe it's a contentious one on Thanksgiving tables. For cranberry sauce is down one penny this year. It's only going to set you back $2.54 for a can of cranberry sauce versus $2.55 last year. But what do you think, Ford? Is cranberry sauce on the Stokes Thanksgiving table?
I like doing the congealed salad stuff. I crush that. I'm not necessarily just a straight up cranberry sauce guy, but the congealed salad, I crush that every year. And this year's gonna be a little different. We're taking the family down to my uncle's house down in Pensacola, or he's got high rises kind of in Orange Beach, and we're all getting different condos down there. We're trying to give my dad something really to look forward to, because he's 86 now, and dad, you know, my uncle wanted to make sure he had something to look forward to, so all of us are going down there, so it's going to be good. We've got 5 out of the 6 kids the dad has sired, I guess, that are going to be down there with all the grandkids and all that stuff. It's amazing when you have a lot of kids, what happens to how many grandkids you've got. It's unbelievable. We're excited about that. What I thought was interesting when we talked at the break, you showed something on screen that talked about it was kind of a cool graphic thing that you could put stuff into a grocery cart that the AP came out with that shows what it looked like in 2019 versus what it looks like today. It's remarkable how much money. I mean, a can of sweet corn was $1.29 in 2019, and it's $1.54 today. A can of green beans was $1.17 in 2019, and now it's $1.78 today. I mean, that is significantly higher, for sure. I just think that that's a real interesting thing there.
Yeah. Well, good to hear that you're getting together with family. I think Thanksgiving is one of the greatest holidays we have on our calendar. It's one of two truly American holidays, and Thanksgiving and Independence Day on the 4th of July. And yeah, great time to get together with family. And of course, Ford, the day after in my family, it tends to be a lot of the ladies get together for Black Friday shopping. You know, every once in a while, one of the guys will get out there, you know, when I was growing up in Kansas, maybe one of the guys would get out there and drive, you know, on the icy roads, because it can be tough out there in the Midwest. Maybe you're hunting for a TV deal or something like that. But here's some stats from SGB Online, just about the impacts of inflation on Black Friday shopping. Over a third of Americans plan to shop on Black Friday, 36%. However, 27% of shoppers, so almost a third, say they plan to spend less than last year, and fewer than 10%. Only 9% of respondents say that they're going to increase their holiday shopping this year. So, you know, we've seen over the past few years, you know, steadily people cutting back on these sort of things. You know, it adds up. You know, so many members of the family, lots of nieces and grandkids to get gifts. So people are trying to cut back where they can. But of course, Thanksgiving and Black Friday is a big kind of kickoff to the holiday shopping season. I feel like we went right from election commercials forward and campaign ads to the holiday shopping ads.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you've got nothing but the holiday shopping, and Hallmark Channel's already playing in my household. Also, Dancing with the Stars is kind of must-see TV in our household. I'm downstairs playing, you know, EA 2025 football with my younger brother and his fraternity brothers, which is crazy considering my younger brother's 25 years younger than me. He's my half brother, and he and I are really close. And I hear lots of screaming and yelling upstairs when my girls have their friends over, plus their friends' moms are over with my wife, and they're all watching Dancing with the Stars. So it's all in full swing. The Hallmark Channel and all that kind of stuff is in full swing, especially with Dancing with the Stars going to the finale. You've got a plan to really continue to improve your financial standing, also to try to improve, you know, the holidays, trying to improve your own retirement. And a lot of folks get going, Sam, with New Year's resolutions. What I would do is try to get a real plan. And here's what you get when you sit down with us. Number one is you get a portfolio analysis so you can understand the risks you're taking, the fees you're paying, and the correlation of your assets. That's a pretty big deal to really understand where you're at. Like currently, hey, what's my current standing? What's my expense ratio? And if you don't know what an expense ratio is, or you don't know what your expense ratio is, you probably need to visit retirementresults.com and click that schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner and book an appointment with us, or call us at 770-685-1777. We try to keep the expense ratios way down for us. Number two is you're going to try to get a retirement income gap analysis and a Social Security maximization plan. Number three is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday, no cost to you. That's with your current plan. It has nothing to do with us. Then number four is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios. And number five is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios and a strategic Roth ladder conversion plan. It's the
final countdown. So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
So today's show, we talked about the five strategies to inflation-proof your retirement and how to plan and better prepare for rising costs. So we had two really great, impactful problem solvers. Both of those are, hey, we need to do better than beating bank CDs and beating cash in our checking account and stay invested with fixed index annuities or multi-year guaranteed annuities or tactically managed portfolios. Go ahead and reach out to us at retirementresults.com to get started on that. And Sam gave us a great quote regarding inflation. The arithmetic makes it plain that inflation is a far more devastating tax than anything that has been enacted by our legislatures. The inflation tax has a fantastic ability to simply consume capital. That was from Warren Buffett. Listen, we've got to stay invested, keep pace with inflation. Hopefully inflation will slow with Donald J. Trump coming into office. And again, we really appreciate you as our listeners here. We also appreciate Donald J. Trump being elected as our 47th president of the United States. I'm super excited about him getting inaugurated on January 20th. Please stay safe, President Trump, between now and then, and also throughout your presidency. And remember, if you're seeking information about retirement, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, be as aggressive as you can, and trust your own instincts, and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. We're happy to help you get on the right path for retirement. Thanks for listening to the Active Wealth Show, and thanks for making us the number one listen to radio show on the weekends on AM 920 The Answer. We hope everyone has a really great, happy, and fulfilling Thanksgiving holiday. All the best, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Retirement Results. You deserve to work with an independent team of fiduciary advisors that will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your complimentary financial consultation, call us now at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777 to connect with a qualified advisor. To learn more about our mission and our team, visit retirementresults.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Are you concerned about rising taxes and how they can affect you and your family during retirement? If you have an IRA balance over $400,000, you could save six figures in retirement taxes than you would be paying during a 35-year retirement. Find out how much you could save today by scheduling your no-obligation Roth conversion consultation with Ford Stokes of Retirement Results. Learn more and schedule an appointment at retirementresults.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Visit retirementresults.com for more information.
UFC's media rights is up for grabs in 2025, and a variety of different platforms, including Netflix, could be throwing their hat into the ring. I'm Jim Tarabocchio with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Ultimate Fighting Championship CEO Dana White recently sat down with CNBC to discuss the possible framework of the organization's next media rights deal.
Will it be Disney? Will it be YouTube? Will it be Amazon? Who knows, but... yeah, our rights deal is going to be a big deal coming up here. And who knows, we could end up like the NBA and the NFL, where we end up on multiple channels instead of just one.
UFC's current deal with Disney ends at the end of 2025, and TKO Group Holdings owns both the UFC and World Wrestling Entertainment. Significant because earlier this year, the WWE and Netflix agreed to a landmark streaming deal that will see the streaming platform air WWE's Monday Night Raw beginning in 2025. That agreement opened up a further possibility of the UFC following in the streaming footsteps of their fellow subsidiary. Netflix has shown early aggression and has reportedly entered negotiations with the UFC regarding the media rights. TKO Group Holdings CEO Mark Shapiro recently told CNBC the ownership group prides themselves on being ahead of the curve.
So we'll be negotiating on all fronts, if you will. Ari and I will have a pretty big first quarter as we go around the merry-go-round, if you will, to talk to the different players who are interested, potentially splitting the packages. We've got linear, we've got digital, we've got pay-per-view. I mean, there's a lot of options here. We're going to explore all of them.
While details are still under wraps, insiders suggest that Netflix aims to leverage its global reach to attract new UFC fans, offering exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, athlete profiles, and maybe even live coverage of major events. This potential partnership could see live MMA fights broadcast on the streaming giant for the first time, a move that would bring UFC content to millions of households worldwide. And with the growing popularity of combat sports, Netflix's push to diversify its content lineup could be a real game changer for the platform. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.